Southwestern portions of the U.S. corn and soybean production region will likely be watching closely for the frontal boundary that's going to be arriving later this week and into the weekend. The frontal boundary is promising to produce not only cooler temperatures, but a fair chance of rain and thunderstorms. Most of the precipitation will certainly not be generalized enough for a big turnaround in crop conditions or soil conditions, but any precipitation will certainly be welcome after an extended period of dry and hot weather. Temperatures today, tomorrow, and still on Thursday will be in the 90s and over 100 degrees across this region. We're talking about Nebraska, Kansas, parts of Missouri, maybe southwestern Iowa, and on eastward into Illinois, parts of the northern delta, and perhaps the southwest corner of Indiana. All of these areas will see those hotter temperatures, and the stress levels for crops will continue to be quite high. But when we get to the Thursday through Saturday, maybe even lingering Sunday, we'll see that during that period of time an opportunity for showers and thunderstorms. That's when that cool front will march from northwest to southeast across the eastern two-thirds of the country. The frontal boundary will start off in the northern plains, perhaps Thursday into Friday, impact most of the Midwest probably Friday and Saturday with some lingering rainfall in the southeastern parts of the Midwest on Sunday. The frontal boundary will generate some quarter to three-quarter inch rain totals and some 1 to 2 inch amounts in some localized areas, but be careful not to get focused on the localized greater amounts and stay instead focused on the more generalized range of a quarter to three-quarters of an inch. Because if you focus on the heavier rains, then you might get misled into believing that a more beneficial result from the precipitation will occur. We only expect a small portion of the Midwest to really benefit from the showers and thunderstorms that are coming up. Certainly any rain is going to be welcome, but with temperatures so warm ahead of the system and warm again next week, the odds are good that the beneficial period of time will be limited to 2 or 3 days, and that the difference in crop production potential will be rather minimal. We will expect to see temperatures getting back up into the 90s and lower 100s over a big part of the region as we move forward through the next 3 days, especially from Nebraska and Kansas back into parts of Illinois and Indiana. Most of these areas will stay very warm to hot until we get to Friday into the weekend when temperatures will cool down. In fact, temperatures over the weekend may be in the 70s and 80s across northern portions of the Midwest, while readings in the south may be 80s and lower to middle 90s. By the time we get to this point next week, we'll be right back into the heat again, especially in the southwestern Corn Belt. And some of the computer forecast model data suggests that even the eastern Midwest may become hotter as we move deeper into the week next week. The rain potentials across the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest prior to the frontal boundary coming up here later this week is far better than it is in the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt. We'll likely see some showers occurring periodically from Minnesota and the Dakotas into Michigan and Ohio, but don't look for the precipitation to have a huge impact. There's just not enough moisture in the atmosphere right now to support a generalized rain event, and temperatures will still be warm enough to counter most of the precipitation that falls. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.